So we were the reason. You and me. That he would give his life so that you and I could experience the grace that came that day in a manger. That found this way in the unstable time. I'm going to ask you just to bow your heads, and I want to ask you this question. The Bible says that we must all make this decision. Is this baby Jesus just something I celebrate because the world tells me I must celebrate Christmas? Or do I really believe that he came to change the world? Do I believe he was God's only son given to us to die so that he could take my sins to the cross to be nailed in my place, that all who would believe in him and the power of the blood shed upon the cross could now have their sins forgiven. We can now be restored into the right relationship with the Father. See, Christmas makes me answer this question. Do I believe he is the Messiah? Is he who he said he was? Is he who the prophets prophesied? Is he the one who 108 prophecies were fulfilled about him? Was he the one? And if so, I must answer this question. Have I made him the Lord of my life? The Bible says we must believe that he is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And we must also confess it with our mouth. This is what it takes for us to enter into that right relationship with the Father. So today, without anybody looking, I just want to give you a chance to respond where you're sitting today. If you say, Pastor, I'm ready this morning on this Christmas service to give my heart fully to Jesus and to make him Lord of my life. I've never prayed that prayer before, and today I want to pray that prayer. Or maybe you prayed that prayer in your past and you say, Pastor, I've been so far running from God, and today I realize that I need to come back and just simply renew that relationship with the Father once again. We won't do anything to single you out or embarrass you, I promise you. And nobody's looking just but me. But can you just raise your hand and let me know where you're sitting? If that's you, if you want to make that decision, raise it right now. Let me see that. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else want to join them? Thank you. Yes. If you haven't raised it, this is the last time I'm going to ask you. Raise it right now. Let me see you. I want to make sure you have a chance. Thank you. Yeah, I see those hands. So we're going to say this prayer. If you raise your hand, I want you to say this prayer with me. As Christians sitting around you, we'll help you along as well. Say, Dear Jesus, thank you for dying for me. I believe you are the Messiah, God's only Son. And from this day forward, I surrender all of my life to you. And I will follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer for the first time and you meant it, it's just the beginning, but we say welcome to the family of God. Yeah, amen. And let me tell you that when you pray that prayer, it's just not a one-time thing you do and then you run off and forget about it. No. No, a relationship and a following after Jesus, if you truly meant what you said, you're gonna go after it, man. You're gonna find yourself changing to be more like Jesus. You're gonna want to know more about Jesus. You're going to know more about the kingdom of God, and you're going to get connected to a church home and begin to grow in fellowship with one another. I want to invite you to stand on your feet across the room today, and we are just so thrilled to have you today. How many know that, man, he is our King of glory? He was the baby. Our King came in babe form, lived among us, walked among us, gave his life. He was crucified, he was buried, and on the third day he rose again victorious, and this baby is now our King. And the Bible says he is our soon returning King today. So come on, let's sing this last song in closing as our prayer to him.